In this bulletin, Bruce Lehrman loses his defamation appeal. The Kremlin says no compromise reached on territory in Ukraine peace talks. And in sport, tributes for former England cricketer Robin Smith, who has died aged 62. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadin. Former political staffer Bruce Lehrman has lost his bid to overturn a court finding that he probably raped his colleague Brittany Higgins in Parliament House. The full court of the federal court has dismissed the appeal filed by Mr. Lehrman, who argued the decision by the primary judge in April of 2024 was procedurally unfair to him. The appeal loss means Mr. Lehrman, who's verging on bankruptcy, could be forced to pay $2 million in damages to Channel 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson, as originally directed by Justice Michael Lee. Justice Michael Wigney says the original judgment is upheld.
Full court has found that the way in which the primary judge dealt with and determined the proceedings was not procedurally unfair to Mr. Lehrman. The facts as found by the primary judge fell within the terms of Network 10 and Ms. Wilkinson's pleaded truth defence. Mr. Lehrman was also well and truly aware that the case against him included a claim that he had been reckless as to Ms. Higgins' consent.
YouTube has confirmed it will comply with Australia's world-first ban on social media use by those under 16, which comes into force on the 10th of December. The move means young users will only be able to watch videos while signed out. The company says it regrets the requirement, stressing that it has spent more than a decade developing safeguards and parental controls to protect younger audiences. Rachel Lord, YouTube Australia's senior public policy manager, argued that the government's approach is misguided, saying the new rules are based on a misunderstanding of how the platform works and will not, in the company's view, make teenagers any safer online. The Albanese government is considering sending military helicopters to Ukraine for its war with Russia. The Australian Defence Force is phasing out the European-built Tiger aircraft to make way for the American-made Apache. The government turned down a request from Ukraine in 2023 to send Australia's fleet of embattled MRH-90 Taipan helicopters. The ADF owns 22 of the aircraft, which have been in service for more than 20 years. A senior Kremlin advisor says talks between Russia and the U.S. on ending the nearly four-year war in Ukraine were constructive but inconclusive. Yuri Ushakov says significant work remains after 5 hours of discussions in Moscow involving President Vladimir Putin, U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff, and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. He said territorial issues were addressed, but no compromise was reached, and without one, the Kremlin sees no path to resolving the conflict. Other disagreements also remain. Pressed on whether the talks brought peace closer or further away, Mr. Ushakov said they had not moved backwards.
Not further, that's for sure. But there's still a lot of work to be done, both in Washington and in Moscow. That's about it. And contacts between Moscow and Washington will continue.
He adds that any meeting between Presidents Putin and Trump depends on progress in negotiations. The European Broadcasting Union faces a critical vote this week on whether Israel can compete in Eurovision 2026 as pressure mounts from several member states. Spain, Slovenia, and Ireland say they will withdraw if Israel takes part, citing the Gaza death toll and accusing Israel of politicizing the contest. Austrian host broadcaster ORF says it wants all countries included, but Germany is expected to pull out if Israel is excluded, potentially taking the broadcast off air there. Slovenian fan Jan Vihar says other nations were removed when their governments violated core principles, and the same rules should apply to all.
I think there should be rules for everyone, and there should be, if that was the case for Russia and Belarus, I think that should be the case for Israel as well.
Israeli officials argue the country is being unfairly demonized as part of what they call a broad smear campaign. The EBU will now decide whether recent voting reforms are enough or whether Israel's participation goes to a full membership vote. In sport, former England batter Robin Smith has died at the age of 62. Smith's family said he died unexpectedly in his Perth home, having relocated to Australia. Born in Durban, South Africa, to British parents, Smith also featured in 71 ODIs with a best of 167 against Australia in 1993. Cricket commentator Nasser Hussain, who was captain of the England cricket team, tells UK Sports he will never forget Robin Smith, the athlete and the human being.
Fond memories, to be honest. Outstanding player of all types of bowling, but especially fast bowling. There was no better sight than watching Judge Robin Smith take on an opposition. He was just such a lovely man. When I first got on an England tour in the West Indies, 1989, I was in a dressing room with the likes of Lamb and Smith, all these legends I looked up to. And Robin, just, I'd got on so well with him. Such a nice man.
With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.